There's three other people in the parking garage with me, a couple, a young man and a young woman, and another woman. And the couple walked out first, and the young woman and I walked out afterwards. And we ran across, and we ended up, we had the hopes that the march had moved on and that the police were not going to do anything to us because we were just on the sidewalk. And we walked out on the sidewalk, walked across the street, at which point a swarm of bicycle cops descended upon us, screaming, "Move, move," forcing us down the street, kind of corralling us or herding us down the street. And I had my hands in the air and I said, I'm not resisting arrest. I'm not here to cause any trouble. Which way can I go to leave?" And one of the police officers, these are police officers on bicycles, and we're running down a sidewalk towards the intersection. And the police officers grabbed my backpack off of my back. It was a very frightening feeling to have the police pushing me from behind on bicycles, yelling at me to go faster, faster towards this intersection. I don't know what happened, but I know that the couple ended up getting pushed ahead faster and then tackled in the intersection. And I believe they were repeatedly tased after being tackled by a fully armed, large bicycle cop in the street on his bicycle. I believe they were repeatedly tased in the street and held with their knees on the back of their heads on the cement. I was flexi-cuffed again, and I stood on the sidewalk. I was left on the sidewalk, flexi-cuffed, with the other young woman who hadn't been forced into the middle of the street and tased. And eventually the cops, though I was detained, they did let me go. And but it was again the same sort of feeling I had after being arrested in New York, and of this isn't what a democracy is supposed to look like, where the government will send these agents to do things that are really in contra to what all of our founding documents were really written about. And I mean, I was really shaken up after getting, and this time I wasn't arrested. I was in jail in New York for 30 hours, and this time I believe that I talked my way out of it. I don't know if you guys want to hear it, but I mean, and I was fully compliant, and I had no intention of